Love Seeks the Highest. In the periodical Savior of All Fellowship for November 2005, Dean Huff wrote, "Love seeks the highest for its object. All mankind are loved by God. In order to attain the highest that can possibly be enjoyed by humanity, God did the only thing that could reach his pinnacle in the giving of his only begotten Son." Paul saw the future. He glimpsed the goal that God had for mankind. All the sorrows attending this life pale in comparison. When Paul was experiencing famine, did he complain to God, "How can you do this to me? I thought you loved me." Rather, Paul rejoiced. He was truly happy, knowing that no matter how much evil came upon him, that God was seeking his highest. The greatest evil was inflicted upon the most innocent, Christ Jesus our Lord. Yet we read that, rather than reviling God for this, he held firmly to faith that was centered in God as the inaugurator and perfecter of faith. Looking off to the inaugurator and perfecter of faith, Jesus, who, for the joy lying before him, endures a cross, despising the shame, besides is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Christ saw the sequel to evil, to the cross, to the shame. The most wonderful sequels to this evil is that love will have attained all it sought for in the saving of all mankind.